In the name of the living God, creating, redeeming, and sustaining.
Amen.
You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Today's gospel is all about you. Who you really are. What you're really called to be. Not who people expect you to be. And what they think you should do. It's about who you are. You are salt. You are light. Some of you may be familiar with something called the Enneagram. It's a study of 9 basic types of people. Among us, we represent the types, according to this theory. Peacemakers and perfectionists. Adventurers, achievers, asserters. Romantics, helpers, questioners, and observers. The roots of the exploration of these types go back centuries. It's interesting to explore the nuances of the different types and to see which category most aptly describes you. And each of these types is numbered 1 through 9. People have used these typologies as broad ways to describe why certain nations behave the way they do as well. The typologies have described Italians as category 8s, at their best, assertive, direct, and energetic. Germans as 6s, practical, responsible, and desiring of security. And the English as 1s, perfectionists, productive, idealistic, and self-disciplined at their best. Now, Americans, it is said, fall into the category of 3s, the achiever. 3s at their best are optimistic, confident, and industrious. Now, I've learned there's not just a side that is who you are when you are your most true or at your best, but there's also a shadow side to the types. So 8s at their worst become insensitive and domineering. 6s at their worst controlling and judgmental. 1s overly serious and inflexible. And 3s, the Americans, at their worst deceptive, superficial, narcissistic, and vindictive. Unfortunately, we've been seeing Americans of all stripes at their worst, especially in the past week. So if there's any good news this week, it's found in the gospel. And it's this. You are salt. You are light. So how do we access this good news in an age of anger and mistrust and division? I believe the gospel is beckoning each one of us. Remember who you are. Personality typologies aside, there's something central that is also at the root of each of our identity. Our belonging as baptized Christians in the body of Christ. And you were given at your baptism the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is light and salt freely given by God. Light diminishes the shadows of licentiousness and self-loathing by the reminder that God loves me and loves you. God loves us regardless of what we've done, because God knows that God made us good and calls us to reclaim that goodness. Salt brings the fullness of who God made us to be to life. Salt's what brings out the flavor in something. So salt not only flavors us, but has the power to flavor the world around us. So what do people of faith look like when they are their truest selves? The prophet Isaiah paints this picture of a confident person lifting up their voice a person who's rooted in freedom, the freedom of knowing who they are, their identity, and how their identity, it lies in how God has given meaning, salt, and flavor to their life. And because of that gift, they're unafraid to give away what is theirs and to make the lives of another better. There are people who are trying to figure out in this prophetic scripture, well, then why do we fast but you do not see? Why humble ourselves but you do not notice? And the prophet replies, look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Jesus puts it this way. You are salt. You are light. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. I've wondered for a long time, I've thought about this, every time it comes up again and I read this again in the Beatitudes, how exactly does salt lose its taste? And it hit me this week. Salt loses its taste when it dissolves into everything else around it. Think about that. Jesus today is calling us not to dissolve into everything around us. It's tempting to simply melt into something else, to melt into our own interests, and to let those interests seemingly become us, to quarrel and to fight and to forget that none of these things ultimately aids us in being who we are, in being salt, being light. Our interests and our fights only dissolve who we are. So how do we return to who we are? In a world that is filled with elements that darken our flame and dissolve our saltiness, I think we can look to that gift given us in baptism, the Holy Spirit, and the fruits of the Spirit. If we want to be restored as salt and light, we can look to places where these things are evident in our lives. It's from Galatians, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Paul says there's no law against these things. Jesus was speaking today to the people who followed him to a hill to hear him preach truth. He reminds them that he came to fulfill the law. And the summation of that law is to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. As my husband likes to say it, to love the person who is most desperate and in need, as ourselves. The Apostle Paul follows up in his letter to the Galatians by saying, my counsel is this, live freely, animated and motivated by God's Spirit. Live freely, animated, motivated by God's Spirit. We can be light and we can be salt when we are, as theologian and author Eugene Peterson puts it, not dissolved by the compulsions of selfishness and a root of sinful self-interest that is at odds with a free spirit. If we are committed to God and to being who God made us to be, as Peterson interprets Paul's letter to the Galatians, then you won't feed the compulsions of selfishness. For there is a root of sinful self-interest in us that is at odds with a free spirit. Just as the free spirit is incompatible with selfishness. These two ways of life are antithetical. so that you cannot live at times one way and at other times another way according to how you feel on any given day? Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so escape the erratic compulsions of a law-dominated existence? Think of someone you know who embodies being salt and light. Someone who refuses to be dissolved by their own interests and who avoids the temptation to squabble and to feud. Someone who, when they see something that's unkind or harsh or unfair, lifts up their voice and proclaims the truth beyond that. If we're being honest, we've all lived with our lights hidden away at times. We freely allowed the salt that we are to be dissolved away by the whims of this world and by our interests. And the prophet Isaiah and the apostle Paul and Jesus himself remind us that living this way is willingly submitting to the yoke of slavery. From the letter to the Galatians again, Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. Today, Jesus is urging us, be salt, be light. Avoid anything that threatens to dissolve the love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control that's given to each of us by the Holy Spirit in our baptism. You've been given freedom in Christ. Just by coming here today and freely gathering around this altar to receive Christ's body and blood, you're claiming your freedom. In a time when so many are discouraged by what's going on in our nation and world, I look to my children for hope. I often tell my children as they're about ready to go to sleep to close their eyes and think of something happy. And they usually think about something that's good about the day past, or we go on a trip down memory lane. But the other night when I told my children to close their eyes and think of something happy, my daughter Amelia said, "Mom, I'm going to think about tomorrow." And that response for me was an injection of hope for the future. My daughter's thinking about the joy of what is to come. When we live into the freedom of Christ at work in our lives, we encounter the hope of tomorrow. And it's bound up in being unafraid to be who we are. Salt that gives flavor to the world, that enhances what's around it, and light that elucidates the truth of the love of God in all places and all things. May we be salt and light and lift up our voices and find joy in what is to come. Amen.
Amen. Amen.